Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Diane Solano, the energy entrepreneur. Dana Terrio, handle the lump, heal your life. And Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Fridays. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to be here with you today. We're going to be talking about what is your vision as we move from stay in place with Joan Sharp today. Different people and communities are going to be moving about differently because everybody has their preferences. Family members are all going to be different as we're going to be going back out to meet each other again in a new way. And this can certainly affect, because we know that this whole pandemic and this whole social distancing has affected us personally. And things are not the same the way that they used to be. So it's going to be very different the way that we interact with each other. And certainly our visions have changed. Our cash flow has changed, and now we really need to even have these conversations more so that we can address some of the things that are important to us, and that's our vision. I would love it if you wanted to join us in the discussion today to talk about what you would like to explore once the stay in place has been lifted. And what does that look like for you from staying in place to now moving out into the world again? Today, my co-host, Joan Sharp of River Family Advisors. Welcome back to the show, Joan.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you. Great to be back.
It's so wonderful that you're here because I want to let the audience know that, Joan, you're not just an advisor. You're a new thought leader in the area of changing your money mindset. And Joan, you encourage us to change the difficult conversations that we have that are all about money to a pleasant conversations about a shared vision that will better support our values, our life experiences, our legacy, and our wealth. I mean, and that is truly the topic now, especially going forward, because everything is so uncertain. So in these changing times, Joan, that we're talking closely with those that we love, and what is our vision for our life moving forward? That's the conversation that we want to have today. What do you say about this whole forward moving expansion again?
Well, I think the important thing is we're all in this together. This isn't just one person. This is everybody and every community in every part of the world, actually.
Yeah.
Going through this.
Yeah.
And experiencing this. And in the United States, every state is handling this change from stay in place different from state to state. And even apparently some mayors are handling it different than governors in their own states. So what is going on in your immediate community may not be going on in other communities. And I kind of bring this out because initially before COVID, I was thinking in May, we would be talking about planning for vacation and having that vision conversation with your family and kids. Well, now that we're in COVID, it's a different vision conversation with your family and children, because every family member, I don't know about you, Cornelia, but my family, who we're spread out in different states, last night we had our family Zoom call, and the conversations of how people are going outside or planning on interacting and moving forward in the community was different in each one of our minds and the way we were going to do it. And even though none of the teenage kids spoke up, I can tell you their thoughts are very different than their parents on this being able to, how to move forward in the physical contact. And I kind of want to step back from our last show in a comment that you made about a friend that was getting nervous because of the fear of losing her job. And I asked her to think about vision. Well, I think I want to come back to that because the first thing was for really what she needed to do is check in, am I okay? And step back and look at what she's in control of. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is because everybody is going to have, needs to kind of check in, am I okay? Because that am I okay is not just financially, am I okay physically? Are my relationships okay? And am I okay with me? There's a lot of things on what you feel comfortable with and what you feel in control of that everyone kind of needs to take that inventory and be confident. And when you have a family, it might be a good thing for everyone to step in, am I okay? And I'm going to ask a question. You know, I'm all about vision before money. But how many people have actually had to talk money during this time and actually maybe avoided it? And I'm going to say people who have resources, still had jobs, had their inflows, probably didn't have to have any conversations much because they weren't going anywhere. So maybe some of those elephants in the room are there. And maybe I had a friend actually this week, we were walking, who made a comment, should I admit I've been online shopping? And I'm like, well, yes, because we needed to support the economy. And I will say I will too. Saying, and I said, in full disclosure, I have been too. And so now that we go out, there is not just the money and what we anticipate is going to happen is actually the bigger elephant. So what if your kids don't want to wear a mask or will not stay physically distant from their friends? How are you going to handle that? What if your spouse isn't going to wear a mask or your partner and you are? What if you're comfortable going to the hairdresser and your spouse isn't? Do you know these? And these are really big conversations that can show up in money conversations because these are tough questions. Cornelia, are you thinking and talking about this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's being talked about. And I love what you said with asking the question, am I okay? That mm-hmm. is such a perfect check-in at any point in time, not just with this, but to really check in and check in with yourself, am I okay? Because as you said, if the person is thinking of, oh, am I going to lose my job, right? Then that is a fear and a worry about something in the future. And that is right away, you know, something that we want to bring the energy always back into the present moment. And that's why what you're talking about by saying, am I okay? That is the way to come back into the present moment and take a deep breath in.
Yeah.
And right. And focus on your heart and think about something that you absolutely love and adore, a good feeling. Think about a good feeling, you know, check in with yourself and say something loving and kind to yourself. Think about a connection that you made with your loved one, something like that. That's a grounding, beautiful way to feel grounded and to remind you I'm okay. Right.
Okay. Yeah. And so what if, and then you write down, what are you really afraid of? What are you in control of? What, you know, what are you, and what is the level of fear on this? And if you have a family, it would probably be a good idea to have everyone in that family sit down and write those lists, including the kids, because then you can start from a grounded position of a conversation, because the kids may be really afraid of getting sick. Or they may be afraid they're not going to be able to go to school. So what is their fears too? Because that will set a tone in the family if they're not able to talk. I don't know about you, but I know most children who have a fear and are can't express it, it shows up in other ways that get in the way of our plans with that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think this is a good time. I like the family discussion, being able to sit down and ask everybody what their feelings are. And another beautiful thing that people can do is really talk about their boundaries. This is really a good time to talk about what their boundaries are so that everyone, when I love putting the boundaries on the table and talking about boundaries openly, like this is my line. This is my line in the sand. This is my boundary. This is where I draw the line so that we can negotiate and have these conversations like what is negotiable, what is not negotiable, especially now with so many new ways to be together again.
Right, right. And with what's coming up and what do you as your family, when you talk about boundaries, feel is okay to know that you're going to be safe? And the people you surround yourself with are going to be safe. What does that look like? And you need to involve your kids in that conversation if you have children that you're involved with, because they may have friends, families who feel very differently. So if the kids have the buy-in, you have the buy-in of your children of what your vision is, and they are on board with it, when they see another family being different that they may want to be with that friend, that you have opened a door for a conversation on this. Yeah.
You know, I'm just having a thought right now that I think what I'm going to do is based on this conversation right now, this is something that I'm going to ask my Facebook community to respond to. Just the question, like, what's your way of going forward? What's your boundary to at least open up the conversation and then invite people to respond and comment to what their way going forward is. And I think the more that we model this kind of conversation and invite it, that this way we can all connect on that level.
Right. Yes. And this is such an important thing to start talking about with our vision, because right now that is laying out what our value is, where on and I'm going to say where your value is in your what you consider your health and life. And no answer is wrong. Each person has a comfort level because they know their body and their health and what they can tolerate. So the no one answer is wrong. And it is so important that we are not judgmental, but respectful of what their vision of their safety is and how they want to show up or maybe stay at home.
Yeah, no matter what the feelings are, no matter what their feelings yep. are, that they, you know, no matter what their belief system is, what their feelings are, and to really be open to it, be solid in yours, and right. then let's meet each other at the table and have the discussion. I love that we're talking about this. Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we'll go further into talking about the vision again.
Yes.
and having that discussion. We'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com. www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and for listening. And we want to talk now about how do we share the vision and engage the family members. And during break, I was speaking with Joan that we should again remind even the listeners, maybe people that are just tuning in for the first time, what do we mean by changing the conversation from money to vision?
Yeah. So I'm going to start with an example here of someone, once again, that I was talking to who, when this happened, gave money to someone who was losing their job. And the person rejected it. They did it on Venmo and rejected it and were offended. And the person was like, I wanted to do something good for someone and wanted to give. And I knew this person. And, you know, I asked, I said, you're assuming that person didn't have a savings account, doesn't have something else lined up. And actually, it could have made them feel disempowered versus empowered by receiving it. So maybe if you had the conversation about vision first and what they were planning to do and in mind, and then say you would like to support them in that vision, that's a way different approach than just handing the money. This is where, and the person said, you know, it made me feel good. But sometimes when we give money, we actually disempower someone, then empower them. Or actually, the person receiving the money may feel badly because they already don't feel bad about themselves, but we feel good about ourselves. So that's one reason, having the conversation about vision first, and then how do the resources fit in and align, because now by talking about vision, you're setting what your expectations are with this. And as we're moving from staying in place to the community again, where we may want to, we've been dying to go to restaurants, some people dying to go to restaurants to get a different meal and not to cook, and others maybe not. And because they may not feel it's safe. It's not that they don't want to do it, but yet, you know, the excuse of money will show up. Oh, we can't go to the restaurants like a couple nights a week. We can't afford it. But that's really not the reason. The reason is they are not feeling comfortable, possibly that there's enough social distancing going on or that they could catch COVID. And so that's, and there are quite a few people out there that are very nervous about a second spike, depending on what state you're in and what's going on with it. So that's why, and you don't even know that your children, depending on who they have been talking to Zoom and what they've been, how they feel like, you could take them to a restaurant and they could be very upset. So let's have this vision conversation of what it looks like to enter the community safely and moving forward. And each person's comfort level needs to be respected on that. And then to start this, you may start, as I mentioned, with the health question on what does it look like to be safe? We need to be safe with this. What does it look like to you? And let everyone write their answer down, right? And then what was a lost experience from being staying in place that was really important that you want to get back to, right? What was something you lost that you're looking forward to? And why? What was it about that experience? And I say that because that experience may not be available now, but maybe something similar to it and will happen. And then what stayed the same? Okay. And what was important too about that? And then what surprises and unexpected delights happened with this? And that may be a little harder because I'll say it's interesting. As you probably heard, Cornelia, a lot of people are like, I'm learning a second language, I'm cleaning my house. And I'm like, really? When are you having time for this? I am not having time. And other people, I was talking to a mother who had teenage kids at home, both parents work. And she was like, I have not had time to play games with my kids. Like, we have not had the game night. And so I bring this up because these are, once again, we start putting society expectations on ourselves. And I asked her to step back and I said, are you guys having dinner together? And she's like, oh my gosh, we're having family dinner like every night. We maybe had it one night a week before. And the boys are even asking, are we having family dinner again? That is huge, right? Mm-hmm. Family dinner together again and having conversations. That may be, when you think about it, a surprise or an unexpected delight on doing that. And that is, so how do we work with that moving forward when life, we didn't let that happen or that didn't happen in life before? And I say that because some people are taking that for granted, like, oh, we had to, or this is what happened. But we didn't have the puzzle night. So you have to really look not at what you're hearing everywhere else, what anyone else did. Look in what you guys did and have a conversation around that. Once again, this may not be an easy answer on any of these, right? But have everyone write it down and start having the conversation around this.
Yeah. I think that's huge. Getting everybody, you know, involved in the project and it being curious about, you know, what's your preference? What's your preference? What are you going to do? What's important to you? How are you feeling about that? These kinds of discussions, because like you said, everybody has different preferences. I mean, and like, I can't even wrap my mind around I just put a picture on Facebook. I had the image of this the other day. I think you're going to love this, Joan. Okay. I was literally outside of the globe, looking down and saw this huge construction sign on the outside of the globe. So under construction is literally what I saw, right? And so right. I created an image that said, you know, the globe is under construction, because really that's what I feel like, is that everything that we've taken for granted before, there's so many things that were not sustainable. There was so many things that haven't been serving us for a long time. And now we've had this retreat, this forced retreat, if you will. And now we're going back out to build again, to connect again, and to begin again. And hopefully with a greater sense of knowing what it is that we each want to contribute and what is it that we each want to create, and then how do we collaborate together to make, you know, our own individual lives better and that of our collective evolution.
And that is going to cost money, right? And or what it is we need to figure out how do, and I say it's going to cost money, especially if you adjust something and you're used to paying for one other thing, right?
Yeah.
And so by having that collective vision conversation and honoring and listening to what people are saying, so then the family can put together what is our mission and purpose and value here that's going to be a priority that we are going to make decisions from for the next couple of months. And I only say the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be exploring. And so when something comes in and it's like, should we spend money on this? And it may be something you've been doing for a while. It's like, no, or yes, that does align with this and we want to do this. And I think there's a lot of people, I will say I was included. I was going to be ready to get on a plane in July to go to a conference I'm pretty sure at this point is going virtual. Based on stuff I'm hearing, it was at the end of July. And that was kind of going to be my escape, right?
Yeah.
Then it's like, do I really want to get on a plane? And what does it mean if I get on a plane?
Yeah.
And I love travel. Okay. I love travel. And so it's these kind of things. And so you may think, well, that just saved you money. But does it? Am I spending money in other places now to create the experiences that I want to or to be with me? And also things are going to change and go away. One of my favorite things that I'm doing Monday mornings, I'm able to do it virtual, but the person I'm doing with is now going to be an hour away and is going to have a brand new studio and it's not going to be feasible. So all of a sudden, a core piece of what I have done for years that I found important, that I've kept true to during this lock-in, is going to change when the lock-in ends. And how am I going to find what that piece that is important to me in the morning, what am I going to do to replace that and what's that going to look like? I may get it wrong at first. And what's beautiful is I'm not the only person testing this stuff out.
Yeah.
Now we don't have to get stuck on where we are.
Yeah.
And we can test. And we can fail. Can you imagine? As Americans, we can now fail at trying something.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that we, you know, the more gentle we can be with ourselves in this time, tender, gentle, mm-hmm. and soft, and curious, and not, you know, the bull by the horns kind of thing, but just curious, exploring, pioneering, and, you know, retreating and taking our time. And because during all this time, we're going to be coming up against things on the outside where there's, you know, that's going to bring up other things, like from other people's preferences, not just our immediate family, but from other people as well. And things are not going to be the same. And we might have to grieve. We might have to cry and we might have to release and let go. And there's times for that, especially times for the grieving, because it's always important when we allow ourselves to grieve and feel the loss or feel whatever the sadness is, whatever the emotions are, that we can release that and not suppress that and not store that or cover it up and really feel it through. And because that is going to take us deeper into our authentic truth by allowing ourselves to feel all of the emotions. So with that, where before we would put on a brave face or we did everything on automatic, now it's like you're coming to earth with a brand new set of rules. And guess what? There are none. Meaning that, you know, we have no idea because there isn't a program, a template for it, because we're figuring it out as we go.
So that's more important, why you shouldn't get stuck in what you're hearing others are doing. Like, well, why can't I do that? That's why if you get grounded together as a family in what your vision and what you want to do will be important and determining versus feeling, well, I'm not living up to that. Because right now we all are just living in our houses up to what we can do.
Yeah. No. It's true. You know, I was just before we came on, we're going to take a break here in just a second, but just before we came on, I was listening to another show on Transformation Talk Radio, and they were talking about the Christine Upchurch show, and they were talking about the governor of California just closed the parks there, which is so interesting because, you know, here the parks just opened. So there, the parks and the beaches just closed. So it's so interesting. There's so many different things, and I'm thinking, wow, we are really everyone is in a different place. So we have to be more and more and more considerate of how we're all going to navigate this this time period. So yeah, why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we'll go deeper into having this discussion. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with my beautiful co-host, Joan Sharp, and we're talking about what happens now after we're moving back out into the community, and how do we check in with our vision and with our plans? And so what if the plan is not what we expected and it's not working, Joan?
Well, yeah. And as I mentioned in the past segment, we get to fail, right? We're testing. This is first-time trials. We are in first-time space. you know, of trying things. And I was listening to Brené Brown early. She has a new webcast podcast out, and she would name this time first time. This is our first time for trying things. And really what's important is to name it, to normalize it. And this is our first time. And so we get to be in our first time. And when you do something for a first time, it can take a while to see if it works, but then you can adjust it. So what's important, because if you're by yourself, you can do internal checks, have a friend to bounce things off and talk to. And with your family, sit down and maybe, you know, at these dinners that you've been having and may continue moving forward, have a check-in on how things are working based on what you all talked about and what are your fears, that checklist of can I handle? What am I afraid of? And also what experience was lost that you wanted back, and what stayed, and what was unexpected? How are those working? Is it working? How do you feel now? How would you answer those questions now? And work on what was the essence when it's like, gosh, I don't know. It's not as fun. Well, let's talk about why was that fun, or what gave you energy around it before? And this will take some time. You really should probably, as a family, visit it monthly, and or you feel yourself or someone around you getting cranky around things in short, because they may not be aware it's bothering them. And you've got to start talking about the money around what this looks like. So you talk about the vision. Does it match? All right. Is this, can we afford this? What extra costs are there, or are there savings? And it's awesome if there's savings, because you can put it away, and or you can say, oh, the other piece that we've been waiting to do, we can now do. But look at the whole thing, and you really need to have the conversation, and you cannot avoid the money conversation, but don't start it from the money. If someone starts with, I can't afford it, ask, what is really going on here? What is not satisfying with you right now? And revisit it. And you must involve everyone. I mean, Cornelia, how many times have you started something and you just thought it was going to be just right the way you were going in with it, and then you started realizing it wasn't quite as satisfying as you thought? Or you started growing out of something that you've done for a while, and you had to step back and like, why is this no longer comfortable? Have you ever had that?
Oh my gosh. So many times do I start things and, you know, get involved in projects and marketing and doing different things, you know, in the business, in my personal life. And you have an expectation, and then it doesn't turn out that way. And then another thing about me is that I go all in. So whenever I get involved in something, I'm 100% in, and I'm gonna show up. I'm gonna be there, no matter what. I'm gonna be there. And then, you know, so things change, and you have to be able to be flexible with whatever happens. With, you know, because sometimes things are out of your control, right? Just as, you know, if it's the weather, you can't get on an airplane, or you can't do something. But it's about being willing to make that commitment, and being willing to look at things and being flexible and going, okay, strategizing, right?
Yeah. Well, and so I'm going to say, part of the flexible is stepping back and saying, this isn't fitting. What isn't fitting? And what was I actually looking for? So then this is when you can go back to the vision and ask, what was it? Instead of, just for me, flying, is it flying, or is it going and seeing somewhere different than the city I'm in right now, and meeting with other people in my industry or other people and getting an education, you know, on something? What is it really that made me excited about that? So as you may find, right, when you go all in and you show up completely and you're like, gosh, this is a little not what I expected. How do you revisit it?
Yeah, I definitely, I go in and I create and have, you know, have my experience. And then I will sit back again and I will strategize and I will look again to see. I'm still connected with my feeling, but like you said, you know, does it still fit? Do you still want to do this? And if you don't want to do it, just like I had a online healing retreat I was planning on doing pretty soon, right after this whole COVID pandemic started. So I had already had the retreat outlined. I had everything already organized. I had the web pages done. I had everything already done. But then when I realized that people were overwhelmed with figuring out how to adjust to being at home.
Yeah.
And so this was not a good time for me to put that out there, because it wasn't going to, you know, people weren't available for that level of what I was offering right then. So then being able to, I still love the vision. I still love what I offered. It's just, I put it aside and it's going to come out at a different time.
Yeah.
So something like that, right?
Right. Well, and I will tell you one thing. I worked out with a personal trainer for years, right? On weights and cardio, right? And it just wasn't right at a certain point. That even the trainer, it was really funny that a trainer I'd had for a while said, "You're just not here. You seem to be more engaged in a class I was taking," which was a core balance class. She said, "I think you need to just stop working out with a trainer and go do that instead and be more in line." And it was partly because I got angry, which I usually don't. For her to see me angry was a big surprise. And it was because of my frustration on the way things were going. And I didn't know that was what was going on. I was kind of, because I got angry, I was like, wow, what is really going on here, right? But she also picked it up and I left. And the best thing I did was to leave that, because actually I had a whole mindset stuck that I was stuck in some old patterns of my life of not doing certain things. And I was getting more energy from that other, it was a class versus individual, because it required me to stand up for me more and pay attention to my body, which I was avoiding by using a trainer and just letting them tell me what to do. It was a very interesting experience with that. And once again, it's amazing, because I would have told you, I will never give up a trainer, right? This is
right.
Budget, right? This is, I mean, I do yoga and Pilates, I do that, but I would never. And as you age, your body changes. Well, and what is good for us and what works for us changes. And that's what we're going to find as we walk into this. We've all aged in different ways, per se, aged. And we learn and grow. So now we have to be gentle with ourselves. But when you're involved with family and friends, and even yourself, you need to communicate that, because you don't want to go financially and get yourself in trouble while you're avoiding this, because everyone is experiencing this together.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the whole thing. It's like when we started the show out today, is having the conversation with how are you feeling? Are you okay? What are your boundaries? What is your vision for going back out? And, you know, earlier, Joan, you said that we should, check in with each other once a month or whatever. Like, I think it needs to be more often now, especially in the coming days, is just have a quick 5-10 minute check-in with your loved ones, via phone, via text, whatever, but just, hey, how are you doing? How's everything going? How is it with your vision, with what you wanted to, how you wanted to go back out again? Is that working for you? That kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yes. And You should. Yes. I was giving people space on a month to experience. But yes, every week a family should check in on what is going to change. Because once again, as we went through the noise of going into stay in place and things would change from open to closed and it changed all the time, we're going to have that noise going out. This is open, this is open, this is open, not open, reclosing, you know, things are going to be fluctuating every week. And so what does that mean? And so we are going to have to be a little bit more fluid, which is going to be one, again, that's going to be challenging because we are not used to it. So how do you have structure and process to be strong within yourself and allow to be fluid? This is very challenging for everyone. But having the conversations and understanding what's important is going to be really important. And then bringing in the resources and making sure a lot of people have done taxes. A lot of people have not done taxes. I mean, you've got to how are you going to work on that? And what does that look like? Did you decide you needed to update your estate documents? Had you reached out to what the new thing is? And a lot of things are going on with couples. There are people getting married, right? And then there's people getting divorced. And there's people in the middle trying to figure out, what do we do? And really to be having these conversations and being honest and open. And because we've been locked in, you have to be patient and non-judgmental and listen. And how do we carry... And maybe not everybody's been able to do that, but how do we carry forward not being judgmental? Because right now we cannot be judgmental of ourselves, our people we're with, and our friends, because they are having to figure out who they are too. This is a time to step back. And you may have been really close with someone on this lock-in through Zoom, you know, doing stuff, but actually when you're back in life, it may not be the same, but that's okay, because things and people show up in our lives at times when they're supposed to be, and we learn and grow from those. So really putting together your vision, and then how do the rest of your resources, and as much as I say you need to talk vision, like, you know, let's talk and have a conversation about vision before money.
Yeah.
It is about vision before money, all right? And then don't get lost in it. And if you feel like, oh yeah, I have this great big vision here and it's just a dream, my resources don't match, dial in to what is the essence of it. What is it about that that makes it so important?
The other thing is that I find that, you know, we all are like this. We all have a memory. Even, you know, when you're practicing yoga, you know, the yoga poses that you're in, your body remembers that cell memory of where you were at. And so we have memories of how things were before. And so we have an expectation that those things should be met in that way. And to release that and to even be more curious and more open to see that if you can dream a bigger dream, vision a bigger vision, that maybe now, you know, if this situation wasn't ideal for you, that there is something better, and to call in those resources, call in those right people, and that you're curious and that you're open instead of, you know, being in a frustrated place, right?
Yeah.
That's a really, I think, that's another thing to realize, that we want to go back to our old way, or it's just habitual for us to do that. It's something that we naturally do. And to realize that, hey, I'm not going to continue those same patterns and those same habits from before. I want it to be different and I want it better.
You know, I have to say, I have been pretty impressed with business owners that have really been evolving through this in their businesses. And I try to think about that in my life too. So hairdressers, which we talk about, which probably everybody is talking about these days, right? I am hearing from multiple places a lot have chosen to open 7 days a week when they're able to open. Some are putting plastic partitions in between, and they're going to make sure people, of course, are 6 feet apart, and masks and gloves and various different things going into place. But also the 7 days a week and planning stylists at different shifts and working longer hours to try to bring everyone in but be very safe and not have a crowded salon seems to be, and I use the hairdressers, it's something I've been hearing from various different places, and the creativity that people are thinking about, and they don't know how this is going to work, right?
Yeah.
And they try it. And so I've heard from a couple people who actually are more are artists are finding this their most creative time right now. And so let's allow this to be a creative time for our families, for us on this. But the way we can do this is we have to be honest and open and have our vision conversation.
So I want to let the audience know you have a community that you lead, an online community that you meet with. Let people know how to get involved in that.
Yeah. So I offer conversation groups, and they start quarterly. And if you go to my website, www.riverfamilyadvisors.com, you will see under Change Your Conversation the opportunity to reach out to sign up for a group, because this is not easy conversation. Having someone to talk to help give you ideas and to kind of vent like this has worked or this hasn't worked is a way to do it. And it's through a process that I start with individuals on how you communicate and what works, and put a question out for you. And you come back to the group with, this is a topic I need and that we're not moving forward on. And it, once again, this really evolves around your vision and your resources together moving forward. And those are quarterly, and it's a good way to get started if you don't want to work with me independently to help. But these are, be patient with each other, and it does take another person to have a lot of times to help with these conversations and to think differently, because we are so used to looking at things one way. Being locked in, we've been able to look at things in many different ways. So how are we going to move out and move forward with this? How are we going to create that new entrepreneurial ship, which a lot of us may not be comfortable with within our families and lives? And what do we need to buy in our houses to continue to feel safe when we venture out and come back to the house to be healthy?
Yeah, so perfect. Definitely encourage everyone to sign up to your community and check it out. And then also, if you want to listen to some of the past podcasts that Joan and I have done together, you can go check them out on YouTube, Cornelia Stephanie, or you can look at Cornelia Stephanie TV. There's all the past podcasts are listed there. There's such a wealth of wisdom of information that's there to support you to build a greater life. And that's why we're here. We love what we're doing. We thank you so much for listening and for tuning in. And thank you, Joan, for coming today and sharing again how we can change our conversation from money to vision. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.